So I'm here with Dale Rhodes on the floor of Surf Expo. And you, what is your title these days at Caton?
Well, I have one of those fancy titles, but I just call myself a cheerleader.
Oh, come on. But
VP of sales.
There you go. Okay. And I know you guys are doing well. So how is business? Where are you seeing the growth?
So business is solid. We've had four consistent years of increases. The beauty of that for us is we're a very inclusive brand, so we live in a lot of different environments. We're seeing a lot of increased business with our outdoor retailers.
Like who?
So it would be REI, Half Moon Outfitters, you know, types like that. And then we've had some great growth with our menswear stores like Stag Men's Shop. And then really good business with the Hobies and Hansons and Proof Labs of the world. So we're able to live in a lot of different environments and win. And we're not pigeonholed directly in the surf world. Although we are rooted in surf and we've come from surf 65 years this year.
Right. I was amazed when I went into REI and saw the Caton display there. I mean, they had a really nice table and some, I mean, they were doing some serious business and giving you space to try to tell the story a little bit.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that all came about. Jerry, the CEO of REI, was wanting to try this new method of these newer brands. And I'm thinking it's going to be 11 door by testing. And he said, we're going to do all door full collection.
Right away?
Right away. So I was like, hey, if we have a problem, I'm not going to be able to do anything on this liability. And he said, hey, we're going to take all the liability if we have a problem. So I was all in. And to my surprise, we had really high sell-throughs. So they made us a regular brand. And they buy us all four seasons, and they've been an amazing partner.
Wow, and you also have a really good business with Urban Outfitters, right?
Urban Outfitters has been on board with us for 5 years now, and we have a super strong business with them, and they've been good to us as well.
Yeah, that's cool. And so 2019, what's the news with Caton this year?
So the news with us is spreading our message of our heritage. You know, again, it's 65 years in business. And we want to spread the Nancy and Walter and Sato message. We're carrying the torch for them, and we're telling the story through our product. And another thing is we've scaled back on retail partners. You know, we're keeping it at a 250 to 300 store brand and building the business within the stores, and not layering stores around stores, you know. We don't do any Amazon business or anything like that. So we're just trying to keep it, you know, very tame, if you will.
And you're able to do that, privately owned?
Yes, privately owned. We control our own, future. And so it's been really neat to see that you can build a really strong business without being in a lot of distribution and muddying the waters at the same time.
And when you said no, you don't sell Amazon, what about do you allow your retailers to sell the third-party marketplace on Amazon?
Now, we haven't. We haven't. Now, we know sometimes retailers kind of backdoor product through Amazon. We haven't seen that yet. I'm not sure that we're a big enough brand for the retailers to do that with us yet. But not that I don't like Amazon. I just want to keep the brand totally true to our current retailers and spend more time with them and give them more opportunities to sell product.
And you also, but you have your own online business, right? So it's limited wholesale and online.
Yes, and we hold price, and we have a really good online business as well. And we don't discount online. We try to push business towards our retailer. But we do have our online fans that we cater to. But hold price is everything.
Right. And you mentioned to me earlier before we turned the microphone that you guys are expanding in Europe, which I was surprised in a way that you weren't there already.
Yeah. You know, our motto has been like doing it right the first time. You know, you only get a couple shots. And then, you know, you don't have any more shots. So we are able to bring on a really dear friend of mine, Alex Mesmer, who has a lot of experience in Europe, speaks four languages, born and bred in Germany. And he came on board and set up the big five countries. And we've already have 50 solid A-list accounts that will be shipping this spring 19.
Nice. Okay. And now I want to ask you something, a more personal question, because I know you had the tragedy of losing your house in the Malibu fire.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry
you
about
know,
that.
You know, it gets, I mean, we're through it, but it's very emotional, you know, to lose everything that you've ever had. And it's hard to pick up the pieces and move forward, you know, but we don't have any other options. And so we're doing fine. We're in a new home. Three kids, and then my daughter was in a horrible car accident 5 days after we lost our home, and she was hit by a drunk driver and severed her femur and was laid up in the hospital. So as a father, you know, when you lose everything and then your kid's in a horrible accident, it's really tested my personality, my character, and so that's been a rough one, but it's behind us, and we had a beautiful Christmas.
Nice, nice. And I know you've had a lot of support.
Huge support. You know, I've always been a firm believer that people are good people, you know, ultimately. You know, even during the political and religion and all that stuff, people get very opinionated. But, you know, when this happened, there was no borders or walls. People came together, and some of our best retailers sent a lot of stuff for my kids, you know, and people came out of the woodworks, and that's when I was like, you know, humanity is still alive and well, and people are good.
That's nice. Well, good. Well, good luck with the rebuilding.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to take 3 years.
Well, thank you, and thanks for talking to me.
Thank you for having me, and I love you.
Okay, thanks, Dale. Bye.